Thank you for joining us here at Life Church. It's an honor to share God's word with you today. Our prayer is that you will connect with Jesus Christ as you hear his word online. We'd love to have you visit one of our upcoming gatherings. For more information, visit us online at www.liferva.org or contact our church offices and we'll be happy to help you in any way that we can. Let's go now to one of our recent services where you can experience a life-giving message from God's word.
Praise God. He's worthy of our praise. Amen. Why don't you stand with me all over this house, if you will. And I'm going to give you just a moment. Why don't you turn around, greet a couple people next to you. Tell them it's good today to see them in the house of the Lord. Amen. Good to see you in the house of the Lord today. Well, we want to say welcome to Family Worship Sunday. And it is great to have our kids' life here with us today. For those of you who don't know, once a quarter, whatever the month is, it has five Sundays. We always welcome our kids' life into the auditorium with us. Parents, it's good that your kids, they get to experience their own church experience upstairs. But to get to experience an adult worship service is good for them as well. Amen. How many of you grew up in grown-up church? There wasn't any kids' life back in the day, so I'm glad that they could be with us. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I do have a praise report. I was joking last week about pray for my taste buds, but some of y'all must have been praying because they came back just in time for the Thanksgiving feast. Amen. I actually started getting it back last Sunday when I got home, so I said, thank you, Lord. I guess you have not because you ask not, right? Real quick, before we jump into the word of the Lord, a couple of things I want to share. This coming Saturday, December 5th, is our growth track. It begins at 9 a.m. If you're interested in knowing more about Life Church, or if you think you might be interested in becoming a part of this church, it's from 9 until about 1. We'll have you out of there in time for lunch. We offer childcare. We'd love for you to join us. Maybe you can let us know this week. Give us a call here at the church if you need childcare. We want to make sure and accommodate that. But that'll be this Saturday at 9 o'clock. And then men's paintball is coming up in just three short weeks. Saturday, December the 19th. You can stop by the table in the lobby for details. We have 50 tickets, so the first 50 men to register, you'll get to join us on Saturday the 19th for a good time of paintball. Amen. November is a month that a lot of people focus on thanks and Thanksgiving and for good cause. Amen. And as much as I love Christmas, Thanksgiving is beautiful and it is different in the sense that we are here during Thanksgiving to celebrate the blessings of the Lord in our life. It's not about getting more. It's not about gifts, receiving gifts. It's not even about all the commercials that we see that are advertising Christmas. I'm glad that Thanksgiving is an opportunity for us to celebrate what we already have. Amen? And again, it's a great chance to not just be a speed bump on our way toward Christmas, but to really celebrate the blessings of the Lord in our life. So last week I preached about us not forgetting all the blessings and the benefits of the Lord to us to live a thankful and a grateful life. And I want to expand on that thought here today as we close out our Thanksgiving week. If you have your Bibles, go with me to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 9. If you don't, feel free to look at the Bible on the screen. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 9, it tells us, so there is a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors just as God did after creating the world. So let us do our best to enter that rest. But if we disobey God as the people of Israel did, we will fall. And then I want you to go to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7. And it says this, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. I want to preach on this subject here today, a special rest. A special rest. Could you join me in a word of prayer real quick? Father, thank you today. We want your blessing today. We want your word today to speak to our hearts. Have your way in this house today, mighty God. Move in this place, and we ask it in Jesus' name, and let the church say amen. 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 Thank you. We have entered the time on our calendars of what many people call the most wonderful time of the year. And that's the 6 weeks between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. Now, I think most of us are happy and excited to be at this point of the year, especially this year of 2020. Amen. Now, who would have thought back in March when we started with all this COVID stuff that we'd still be dealing with it here today? I can tell you right now, I didn't think so. But here we are still dealing with some of this pandemic stuff. There are a lot of people that are very grateful and very thankful that God has brought them to this point. I think this house is probably full of them. How many of you are thankful for the blessings of the Lord this year? Amen. But there's also a lot of people in our world who, despite the holiday season, despite the holiday cheer, they feel hopeless, or they feel joyless, or maybe filled with anxiety. And some folks are even dreading the holidays, or the stuff that's coming up, or the stuff that they're facing, or maybe even the things that are coming in the new year. Now, I'm happy to say that we don't have to live that way today, because the blessings of the Lord allow us to have a fruit in our life, and the fruit that comes from being thankful. Amen. Now, I have observed, and I'm sure many of you have as well, people who are thankful and people who are grateful live and act and function differently, don't they? Can I get a little help in the house today? Amen. Now, I read an article this week published by the Harvard Medical School that said that people who live a life of gratitude are happier and healthier than any other people. And I want to quote from that article. It said this. It said, in positive psychology research, gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. Gratitude helps people feel more positive emotions, relish good experiences, improve their health, deal with adversity, and build strong relationships. Amen and amen. We all know people that are in the posture of being grateful, who kind of live their lives that way. And then we all also have a few people in our lives that we know that they kind of complain about everything. Nothing's quite good enough. They're always just looking at the glass as half empty instead of half full. And you know, have you ever noticed that people like that, they're never really that happy? They're always kind of just at a different level of miserable. Amen. Instead of living at a different level of joy. Now, excuse me, make no mistake, being thankful and living a life of gratitude, you don't have to be a believer to experience the blessing of being grateful. Amen. You're just in a better place mentally. But there is a peace and a special rest that we can have in the Lord that the world doesn't understand. Amen. And thank God the world can't take it away. Amen. I've got so much to be thankful for. Even while our world is spinning out of control, I am thankful for friends and family, both near and far. I am grateful to be able to serve the Lord at this very precise moment in history. Did you know there's a reason why God had you here in 2020? Amen. I am thankful to have a great church family and to be able to read my Bible every day without persecution. Come on, somebody. I'm thankful to be able to be a part of the plan of God in the year 2020. There is something always for us to be grateful for. Now, thankfulness, we understand it really is a primary discipline of our walk in Christ. We recognize that He is our sustainer, He's our comforter, He's our provider, and He is also a provider of a place the Bible calls special rest. Special rest. We have hope today, because we have attached our life to the promises of God and to the promises of the Word of God rather than to the events around us. Amen. How many of you know that the Word of God is powerful? The Word of God is powerful, and we need to declare the Word of God. We need to declare it over our bodies when we're ill. Can the church say amen? We need to declare it over our minds when we are weak. We need to declare it over our families. Come on, thank you. Over our families, when our families are struggling, we need to declare the Word of God over our children when we're rebellious. I'm just going to keep talking until I get you to engage with me, amen? We need to declare the Word of God when we are struggling financially. Come on, somebody. You are a child of God, and we need to declare His Word. Because I recognize that the same Jesus who healed lepers, the same one who healed the lame man, the same one you read about in the New Testament that opened blinded eyes, is the same God that we serve in the year 2020. When I was sick a couple of weeks ago, Debbie Hardy, she's in this service here today, she sent me a video link to a minister who took the preaching part of a church service. And instead of preaching a sermon, he prayed and he read over 100 healing scriptures in that church service. It was powerful. It was anointed. And I went to bed a few of those nights while I was battling my sickness, listening to those verses. Amen. And there was a couple times during the day when I put that YouTube video on and I just listened to that man proclaim the Word of God. Imagine what preaching would be like if we proclaimed the Word of God. Hello, amen. I'm glad that we've got the Word of God today. I just want to tell you today, we have got a place of rest that the world does not understand in Jesus. He gives us rest. He gives us joy unspeakable. He has promised never to leave us and never to forsake us. Amen. Now, although we may not like the events of 2020, I don't know anybody does, and I think we would all wish for different circumstances, we have to choose to walk by faith and not by sight, because we know that in His presence is fullness of joy. Amen. Fullness of joy. Happiness comes from temporary circumstances, but joy comes from learning how to live in His presence. Amen. See, I have the peace, the Bible says, that passes understanding. It's a special rest because I choose to trust our Heavenly Father and I recognize that He is the final authority in everything that happens on earth. I think this year a lot of believers forgot that. God is still large and in charge, amen? Come on, somebody. He has not relinquished His authority. Amen. He has not given up the ability to dictate what happens on the face of the earth. Trump doesn't decide. Biden doesn't decide. COVID doesn't decide. The devil doesn't decide. Your boss does not determine your destiny. Amen. Your employer does not decide if God is going to provide for you or not. God is still in charge. Somebody ought to give Him a praise right now in this house. You see, I have peace because God has not relinquished one ounce of His power and He still sits on the throne. And when you learn to live a life of being grateful and thankful, you get to enjoy the fruit of peace in your life. See, peace is a byproduct of prayer. Peace is a byproduct of trust. Peace is a byproduct of surrender. I will pray without ceasing. I will trust in His character. I will surrender my will and my preferences to the plan of God. That's how you find special rest. See, probably one of the greatest results of living a grateful life is being at rest and at peace. The thought of rest and peace, it's a welcome one in this hectic world that we live in. See, so many people, they don't know what it's like to live in peace. They don't know what it's like to live at rest. Now, you know, we understand rest as maybe a vacation day or maybe taking a trip, a day off of work, an evening at home, going on a cruise. Remember that in the previous life, going on cruises? Amen. Anybody remember what that was like? Rest. But, you know, is rest really just the absence of activity? Is rest really just not having to clock in at work? Is rest just laying down and taking a nap? Or is it so much more than that? What is God's ideal rest? See, in Hebrews chapter 4, the writer mentions the word rest 9 times in that chapter, 16 verses. Physical and spiritual rest, it's important to us. Mental rest, it's important to us. Because as believers, we cannot effectively defend ourselves from all the fiery darts of the enemy when we're weary, when we're exhausted, when we're worn down. Amen? How many of you like gifts? How many Christmas fans do we have in the house? Amen? Well, here's a great gift for you. John chapter 14 and verse 27. I am leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Hallelujah. What a verse, amen. What a promise to believers. He said, I am leaving you a gift, peace of mind and of heart, and it's a gift that the world can't give. So don't be troubled or afraid. What a gift. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2 says, therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. Verse 2 said, because of our faith, Christ has brought us into a place of undeserved privilege. Everybody say undeserved. Undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing in God's glory. Folks, that's a rest that the world doesn't understand. It's a rest that the world can't duplicate. Amen. We have been made right with God by faith, and we have peace, the scripture says. See, people are searching for peace all over our world. People are searching for peace in all the wrong places. Prescription drug abuse. Recreational drug abuse, alcoholism, it's at an all-time high. Illicit relationships, all these things that are being sought after by scores of people. And I'm just going to tell you, it's not because everybody's bad people. It's because people are looking for peace. People are looking for answers. They're just looking in the wrong places. They're looking at the wrong sources. Amen. People just want some peace of mind and some rest. That's why some people tragically even turn to suicide, because they just want peace from the chaos. But here's what Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7 says. And the peace of God, which surpasses understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Same verse from the New Living Translation says it this way. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Okay, I'm going to take this is kind of an IQ test, okay? Are you ready? Everybody look at that verse. How many of you want peace that exceeds anything we can understand? Yeah, this is an IQ test, right? How many of you want peace that will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus? Okay, now check this out, though. What does the first part say? Then you will experience God's peace. So we need to back up just a few verses and find out what is preceding this that tells me if I do this, then I will experience God's peace. We need to rightly divide the word here. So let's go back. Let's back up to Philippians 4 and verse 4. What do I need to do to experience peace that passes understanding? We're just going to read the three verses before verse 7. Are you ready? Verse 4. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Always be full of the joy of the Lord. Look at verse 5. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Now see, that doesn't even sound spiritual, does it? You know what that's talking about? It has to deal with how you treat people, how your attitude is, how you handle yourself with other folks. Be considerate in all you do. Verse 6, here comes some more directives. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Then it tells us something else to do. Tell God what you need. And then the fourth thing in just that one verse, thank him for all he has done. Then go to verse 7. Then. Everybody say then. then you will experience God's peace. You see, can I just be pastor here for just a minute? Sometimes we get mad at God because we're living in unrest, we're living in chaos, we're living in disorder, but we're forgetting what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to walk in the Spirit and walk in obedience to His word. Peace is a byproduct. Everybody say byproduct. It's a byproduct of how we live our lives as believers. That's why some believers have no peace, and some believers, no matter what you throw at them, they're just going to say, you know what? God's got this. God's got this. So what do we do? Verse 4 said, we're always to be full of the joy of the Lord. That means happiness is a condition, but joy is how I live. I understand that my joy is not just a surface emotion. My joy is something that comes from having peace with God in my soul. Verse 5, you got to be considerate in all you do. That includes today when you go to the restaurant. That includes this week when you're grocery shopping and somebody violates your space. Amen. That includes when your favorite person on the job, psych, when your least favorite person on the job creates a problem for you at work. You see, you want to know how to live at peace? Sometimes you got to live at peace with other people. Verse 6, I love verse 6. And this is tough. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. That one sentence alone could be life-changing. That one sentence alone, how many of you would confess, is probably one of the hardest things to do, to not worry about everything that happens in our life. But I'm talking about God has provided us and promised us a place of special rest. Special rest. And then it says, tell God what you need and then thank Him for all He has done. Tell Him what you need and thank Him for all He has done. You know, sometimes, and we don't even realize we're doing it. Sometimes we tell everybody else what we need and we forget to tell God what we need. We tell our friends, we tell our coworkers, we tell our spouse, we tell whoever, and then sometimes we just forget. This past week, I was thinking about somebody, and I was just like, man, this is going on, and this is bad, and this is whatever. And then the Lord prompted me and said, you haven't asked me to touch their situation yet. I was thinking about all the chaos. I was thinking about all the stuff. And then the Lord just kind of reminded me and said, you haven't even asked me yet to handle this. We got to tell Him what we need. And then we got to thank Him for all He has done. God's peace is able to guard us, to guard our emotions, to guard our thoughts. And true peace only comes through Jesus Christ. The word peace in the Bible comes from a Greek word that refers to a mental attitude of tranquility that is based on a relationship with God. It's based on a relationship with God. It is the fruit of our correct response to God's grace, and that is learning how to walk in obedience. But now, let's just be real for a moment here today. Oftentimes, it doesn't matter how much we try to trust God, no matter how much we want to walk by faith and not by sight, no matter how much we want to be positive. How many of you tell the truth and say, sometimes peace is hard to find? When stuff gets real crazy, when stuff gets real chaotic, sometimes it's really hard to just walk that path. And the reason is life is full of tests. Our Christian life included. We live in a fallen world. We live in an imperfect society among a lot of people whose way of life is directed by the enemy, by our own sinful natures. And you cannot avoid the friction. You can't. You can't avoid the conflict. You can't avoid the confrontation that comes from this. And we're going to face stuff every day, God. We have to understand, living in peace doesn't mean the absence of chaos. Oh, I hope you can understand what I'm saying. Living a life of peace doesn't mean the absence of craziness that comes along sometimes, but it means recognizing that deep down in our spirit, we know God has this. God wants us to live with real joy and real peace and have a happiness and a quality of life that does not depend on people. It doesn't depend on circumstances. It doesn't depend on things. You can always depend upon God's immediate and constant provision for you, even in a time of testing. He knows all about your needs, all about your tests before they even occur. Look at 1 Corinthians 10:13. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. First of all, that's a good news flash for some of us. We think that we're all alone, that God's picking on us, that God forgot where we live. Nope. He said, the stuff you're facing, it's no different from what other people experience. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so that you can endure. He'll show you a way of rest. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 1 said, God's promise of entering his rest still stands, so we ought to tremble with fear. Here it is. Notice that some of you might fail to experience it. Did you catch that? God's promise of entering his rest still stands, yet there's a lot of people that don't experience it. Verse 3 tells us, only those who believe can enter into his rest. When you look at the children of Israel, God gave them a promise, but they didn't achieve the promise because they didn't walk in it and they didn't embrace it. The people of Israel failed to receive because of their unbelief. And we can learn from their errors if we will. See, the difference between success and failure in receiving God's promises, it has very little to do with our circumstances and everything to do with our faith in God. Can you say amen? Receiving the word of God is only half of the equation to receiving the promises of God. You've got to embrace it. You've got to believe it. And you've got to walk in obedience. Hebrews 4 and 3 says, for we which have believed do enter into rest. See, the people of Israel were destined to enter into a promised land, but they failed to enter in because they didn't believe in God's promise and they didn't walk in his obedience. I want you all to stand with me and praise team and musicians. I want you to come. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7. It says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Everybody saying, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hebrews 4 tells us that the wilderness generation didn't find rest because they didn't trust God to keep his promises. There is no reason that we, believers in the church age, have to make that same mistake. Can the church say amen to that? See, to rest is to have peace. To be a spirit-filled and spirit-led believer is to experience peace and righteousness and joy. But don't miss this. It is essential to have the God of peace if you want to have the peace of God. So I want to, first of all, make a petition to every person here that maybe if there's somebody in this room that you don't call yourself a believer yet, or maybe you're just on the fences, or maybe you've not asked the Lord into your life today. Can I just tell you, you can search this whole world over. You can look for every kind of source you can to find peace and joy, but you will never experience the peace of God without the God of peace. You won't find it. There's no peace that passes understanding outside of Jesus. Amen. So first of all, to those of you who haven't made that step, I want to encourage you to make that step today. But I also want to make a broader appeal, and it's actually the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. And it says this, then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. All of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. And then he says, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. You see, really, it's the great exchange that so many people haven't made yet. And that is to lay your burdens at the feet of the Lord and then take his yoke upon you, because his burden is light. Jesus said, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, he said, I'll give you rest. So now I want to broaden this net a little bit to all the believers in here. Sometimes even serving the Lord, you get weary. Sometimes even serving the Lord, you feel like the burden is a little heavy and it's on your shoulders. Jesus invited us all to come to him, not just the ones that have it all together. Can I just tell you right now, the people that you think have it all together, they don't have it all together. Everybody's got their own issues. Everybody's got their own stuff. Everybody's dealing with something, amen? Not just the people that have it all figured out, but he invites those who labor and are heavy laden. He says, I will give you rest. Jesus invites us all to come. So I want to open this altar. And I want to invite you to step out from where you are. And if you've been carrying a burden, there's a place of special rest. Obviously, if you're not a believer, if you'll make that step and invite the Lord into your life, that's the first most significant thing you can do. But I want to call out to everybody else as well that, man, you just have felt the weight on your shoulders. And Jesus says, don't worry about everything. Don't worry about, pray instead and let me intervene. So I'm going to open this altar right now and I want to invite you to come. How many of you need rest? How many of you need restoration? How many of you need peace? Would you come? Would you come? As the praise team begins to sing, I want to ask you right now just to give it to the Lord. Ask him to carry this burden. Ask him to take this weight. Come on, amen.
I'm gonna lift my hands till I can reach heaven. I'm gonna shout.
God, I thank you today. I want your peace.
Till the walls come falling down, I've come to worship.
I want your peace, Lord.
I've come to worship. I'm gonna sing my song.
I need your peace, God. Yes, yes. Somebody and pray for them. Maybe somebody who's struggling right now. God, we give you our burden, Lord. We give you our fears. We give you our concern, God. You take them, Lord. You take them, Lord. We want to enter into your rest. We want to enter into your rest. We want to enter into your rest, oh God. We want to enter into your rest. That's it.
Till I can reach heaven, I'm gonna shout your name. Till the walls come falling down, I've come to worship.
Oh God, I give you my burdens. I give you my fears. I give you my concern, God. God, I want to walk in your rest. I want to walk in your rest.
I am unashamed.
I want to walk in your rest. I want to walk in your rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Let's cry out to the Lord. Let's cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm going to lift my head.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm gonna shout.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blessings today. Thank you for your strength, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to sing my song.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's it.
Till I can reach heaven, I'm gonna shout your name. Till the walls come falling down, I'm going to worship. I come to worship.
That's it. Do it one more time. Raise those hands.
I'm gonna sing my song.
I'm gonna sing my song.
Like I am unashamed, I'm gonna shout for joy.
Let's lift our hands to Him right now all over this house. Let's bless His name. Come on. Hallelujah. Father, we love You. We love You. We worship You today, God. Oh, we thank You today, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. 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 If we can bring your attention to the screen. Young man's going to be baptized. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give God a praise for that right now. Amen. Hey, borrow your mic, Sean. See you in a minute on this one.
Trinell Holloman, by the profession of your faith and the obedience to the word of God, I now baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins.
Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. That's 3 weeks in a row somebody's been baptized in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Here's the last thing I want to say before you go home. The next time the devil tries to beat up on you, the next time he comes along with the worry and the fear and the doubt, you need to look him in the eye and say, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of the Lord. I am a child of God. Amen. Come on, you need to reject everything that is the antithesis of your peace. Everything that wants to rob your joy, you need to reject it. I am a child of God. I stand on the word of God. I am saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. I am filled with His Spirit. My sins are washed away. I have a relationship with Jesus. I can get up every morning and say, God, forgive me of my sins. And He does just that. That's peace. That's peace. If I was to lose my house, lose my car, lose my job, God's going to take care of me. One way or the other, amen. He might have to use the body of Christ. He might have to use whatever God has to do. He's going to take care of me, and He's going to take care of you. Amen. And I think that is where, in 2020, I think this is where the body of Christ has shined this year. Amen. Because even in the face of a pandemic, even in the face of a faltering economy, even in the midst of all this, we have kept our faith and our eyes on Jesus. Amen. Because we know that He is the way and He is the rest and He is our peace. Father, thank You. for the people of God. And as we close out this Thanksgiving week, Lord, help us, even as we begin to move toward the end of the year, help us to walk in grace and in peace, and help us to celebrate the rest that you give us. Help us, God, to rely on you as our source and our strength. And we ask this in the wonderful name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. If I don't see you before then, I'll see you next Sunday. Have a great week in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Don't forget Growth Track, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. Hope you can join us.